99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon on these radio stations. Well, are you looking to have a good time tonight? On the phone with us is comedian Ryan Reese, who is the featured comic tonight at the Carson City Nugget. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me back.
Sure, buddy. Tell me about your show tonight.
Oh, we got two shows. We got a 6 and we got an 8 o'clock at the Carson Nugget. It's going to be so good. I think you guys have 14 tickets available for listeners.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Is that true, Craig?
It's 14 pairs of tickets, so 28
tickets. Oh, my gosh.
So I have a total of 7 for the 6 p.m. show and 7 for the 8 p.m. show. So we will be taking text call or text messaging for the tickets. But in order to get them, you have to text your name, your phone number, and your email address. Yes, they're doing data collection. No, just kidding. I do need the email address so I can email you the information. But yeah, so you can text in, and this is a text only, 775-884-9910. And I'll give that number out again a little later, but I'll be taking winners until I get all the tickets gone.
But, you know, thank you, Craig. But even if you don't win, it's certainly worth it. I had a wonderful, fun, hilarious time with Ryan last time he called in. Ryan, for those who have not seen you, what kind of show can they expect tonight, my friend?
It's all nude. It's very exciting. No, I'm kidding. It's a comedy show. It's a stand-up comedy show. We're going to hang out. We're gonna gamble a little. We're going to drink a little. We're going to have a good time at the comedy show. It's really just a party. And, you know, just hang out.
You know, I love talking current events with comedians. They always have the best reactions. We had a lot of things going on this week. Let me start with the Oscar nominations, the Best Picture nominations, of which we have 10, Best Actor, Best Actress. Ryan, what can you foresee with the Oscars, and what'd you think of these movies that were nominated and the actors and actresses?
Well, I mean, I feel like most Americans, I stopped watching the Oscars 3 years ago. it's you know, I'm in entertainment, but I mean, like, that's Hollywood. I don't really follow it as much because, do you? I mean, are you excited about the movies they nominated?
You know, it happens every year. You know, first there were like 5 Best Picture nominees. Well, lately it's been 10 Best Picture nominees. And every single time, I've seen 2 of those. I don't think most of these even played in Reno, some of these movies I never even heard of. But everybody I talk to says the same thing. I saw Barbie and I saw Oppenheimer. Did you see either one of those, Ryan?
I at least know they exist, but no, I didn't see either of those. No.
Okay. All right. So we have tomorrow a big day. The NFL championship games are going on tomorrow. We have, let me see here, noon. We have the Chiefs and the Ravens, and at 3:30 tomorrow, Lions and 49ers on television. All set to choose or find out which two teams are going to the Super Bowl. What do you say about that, my friend?
I say I'm excited to gamble.
Are you?
That's always a good time. Yeah, why not? That's what makes sports exciting, right?
You know, you would think, and you're talking to a guy who's lived most of his life in Reno, that I'd be out gambling on this, but I just, do you put it on the line? No, not me. I mean, I always think back to Paul McGuire. I don't know if you knew Paul McGuire. He's a former, this guy spent his whole life with professional football. First and after college football, he was in NFL. He was AFL linebacker and a big player. And then he spent decades as an NFL broadcaster. And he was, you know, in the biz for like 50 years, professional football. And he was a better. And I'll tell you what, the guy could not pick his nose. lost constantly. I mean, I had the same experience. I think the game is really based way too much on biorhythms, whether the quarterback or players have hangovers or, you know, the wind is going to blow the football this way. So do you have a similar feeling about football yourself?
No, that's my trouble with women. I just can't pick one. It's always a losing bet for me.
All right.
But that is fascinating, right? The guy who thinks a guy who's an expert in the game is frustrated by the fact that he should be able to pick the winner, but he can't.
I know. And I know a lot of people who lost. We had a lot of big giant teams fall apart in the final weeks, like the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's chancy. Now, I shouldn't be talking like this because we have casinos in town, and it helps that if we can get the casinos to make a lot of money, it's for the betterment of our town. But I just got to say, I don't know if I'm the only one that runs into this problem. Okay,
well,
so
I never thought of it that way, but I guess I'm a giver because I'm helping your casinos. I'm more of a philanthropist, I guess.
Yes, folks, forget what I said. Please go out and bet those teams. All right. Now, Ryan, we are a political station. And so are you much of a political comic? And if you are, what sort of things do you say about our legendary politicians?
Legendary politicians?
That's a joke.
Wow. Yeah. You really give them a lot of credit there. I guess I do a little bit, but I mean, it depends on the topic. What do you want to talk about?
So
I feel like most of my Americans vote like me on the economy. I think the other issues are secondary to whether your money is still worse than it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And how are you spending your money, my friend?
What I have left of it? I mean, inflation's killing me. I think we all realize that things shouldn't cost what they cost right now.
You got that right. They don't talk much about that on the news, so do they? I mean, to Democrats.
No, they're trying to distract you. They want to talk about everything but that.
Oh,
let's talk about,
I know.
And
Democrats, the candidates for president, Democrat side, of course, and any other office, to them, the biggest issue is abortion. That's the biggest issue.
Yes,
it's over the economy. It's over the inflation. And it's more important to the border. That's what they're running on right now, because, of course, they don't want to talk about the border and they don't want to talk about inflation and how it's hurting people right now. And I, by the way, this is not sounding too funny talking to a comedian, but it's just the way it is.
Oh, I'll get it there. And I'll say, well, let me put it this way. If the Democrats don't pay attention to inflation, no one's going to be able to afford the abortion they want.
You know, that could be in your act, but it's also a good, serious statement about the way things are. Anything else you wanted to tell the folks out there, my friend, before we wrap up?
We got an 8 o'clock show, Carson Nugget. It's going to be a really good time. Come down. Let's hang out. Let's talk movies, politics, whatever you want. We'll have a good time. The show is very interactive, so I'm here. Let's do it.
You sound like a very cool person to spend the evening laughing with. Once again, we have 14 pair of tickets. Craig, once again, it's a text contest we're giving away these tickets to, and it's very easy to win. Right, Craig?
That is correct. And we are down to 9 pairs of tickets now. Now, for everybody that already texted in, the one thing I forgot to ask you to text in on was what show you wanted to go to, the 6 p.m. or the 8 p.m. show. So those of you who have already texted, please text again, but this time with 8 or 6 p.m. But, yeah, I've got 9 pairs left at this point, and I'm actually thinking I'm going to be going tonight, too, because I want to see Ryan.
Let's go. I'm there. Yes. Yeah. I'm very approachable.
Yeah, this sounds fun. 775-884-9910 is the text number to call in. I think I asked you this before, Ryan. Do you have an opening act, or is it all you?
You know what? We actually have two opening acts, but what's really exciting is there's a new comedian. He's relatively new. He's been doing it 2 or 3 years, but I met him last night, and he's going to be doing 5 minutes on the show. So that's exciting to see someone get their start.
Cool. What's his name?
You know what? I don't have it on me.
Okay. Well, hey, mystery show. Plus, it's going to be a lot of fun. But Ryan Reese, and you, your credentials, because I've seen you on TV. As I said last time I talked to you, I can't remember where it was. But where would people recognize you from?
They might have seen me at the airport or the bus stop or Walmart, which is right across the street from my hotel. Fantastic place.
All right.
No, I've done The Tonight Show. I've done The Late Show. I've done Comedy Central. I've been on Netflix. I've been on The Huckabee Show. I've been on The Greg Gutfeld Show. I've been on The John Stossel Show. I've been on Kennedy. I've been on everything.
You know, normally I would ask this question when we're off the air, but, you know, we're a little Northern Nevada station. I don't think the bigwigs are going to hear what you say, but do you have any interesting, fascinating, maybe somewhat embarrassing backstage stories of what these celebrities are really like?
You know, they're all very nice. I mean, these people are very, for the most part, are very approachable. Jimmy Fallon is just a good time. The guy loves to sing and dance. He's just constantly doing something. Kennedy is so smart. John Stossel, another smart guy, went to Princeton, incredibly smart. Greg Gutfeld, incredibly short, tiny man. That's about it.
Boy, John Stossel still around, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's almost my childhood right there. I always did think he was smart as a whip. Yeah. Well, that's good company, Ryan, and have a great time with your show tonight. Two shows, actually, at the Carson City Nugget. And, folks, you can call the Carson City Nugget or stop by, get tickets to see Ryan Reese at the Carson Nugget tonight. There, did I do you good there?
You did me great. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you tonight.
All right, Ryan, take care.
I've got one clarification, John. If they don't get a pair from me tonight or today, they can go to ccnugget.com and get tickets online or show up at the box office and they can be purchased there as well. So 884-9910 to text in and win some tickets, a pair of tickets.
And to buy them, ccnugget.com. I didn't know that was that easy. That's great. I mean, no messing with Ticketmaster, I hope.
No, they do their own ticketing through somebody that doesn't charge the exorbitant prices.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Freaking Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster and Live Nation, they've got this thing all wrapped up for so many events where you pay more for the processing fees than you do the tickets for the show.
Oh, we get these concert tickets for when we go to Las Vegas because we like seeing big names, you know, Manilow and everybody. We have to go through this AXS.com.
Right.
And you spend all this money, you buy the tickets, and then where are the tickets? Well, here's how you get the tickets, folks. You have to load their app.
Right.
The AXS app on the phone. You don't actually get the tickets. You have to have a smartphone. You have to have the app. You see, this is their way to get you hooked into their, you know, business if you have to load their app on your phone. And then they can pester you about all their ads and all that kind of thing. I hate that. It just mail me the tickets. No, they won't even do that.
No, not at all. Now, the one thing I will say to the people that are texting in, I will not be able to reply to you until after 12 o'clock when we're done with the show, because I can't sit here and talk and type and send emails out to everybody all at
you
the same
can't?
Time. I can do two things, but I can't do 20
okay.
things
all
or
right,
an additional 14 things in this case. So,
okay, good. You can keep the lines closed until 11:30. How about that?
Oh, nah, I'll open them up now for you.
No, you're busy. You're busy. You can't take the calls. That's fine.
Oh, I can take the calls. I just can't type the information into an email to reply to them right now.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Good. And fix up the office down there, would you?
You know,
And do some cleaning. There
I do have to get the vacuum out. Yesterday or Thursday, I was coming from the break room and over to my desk to eat my lunch. And I turned the corner and my lunch flew out and went all over the floor. So I got to do some carpet cleaning after I'm done off the air, after I do the ticket giveaway. So
see what we put up with.
Oh, I know, gosh. Right?
All right. Craig, thanks for your help. I'm going to take a break right now. I'm John Potter, and be back talking about I don't know what, but this is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1121.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local. Already it's 1124, and I'm here till noon. Open topic, 884-9910 is the number. Before we talk to Ryan, the comedian appearing tonight at Carson City Nugget, I got off on quite the tangent. It started with the cancel culture thing with the Lewis and Clark College wanting to ban the Pioneers as a mascot or name of their team out there. And I went into a America's Gotta Get Tough kind of speech I ended up doing here about how we are a nation that was born into toughness because, we came across oceans and everything, and we had to fight other people for things. And yes, Native Americans are a huge part of our country, and we should certainly respect it. But I was getting off on how our culture has changed to where it may not be so tough as it was before. And that got me into recommending the Teddy Roosevelt biography. And then I started talking about Teddy Roosevelt because, you know, I'm a history buff and it means a lot to me. Well, why would I get off on this tangent? What I did not say is the reason I brought all this up was the fact that we have challenges with our military recruitment, with our U.S. Army now desperate for physically fit soldiers. Less than a quarter of young American adults are physically fit to enlist and have no disqualifying criminal record. Less than a quarter of young Americans. Whether it's video games or computer or who knows what, we created such a comfortable life for ourselves that increasingly many kids don't play sports and they haven't faced adversity and their needs, the needs are all met. And we have youngsters, and I'm not putting them down, but should bad things happen like they have in the past, we're going to be hard-pressed to deal with it. You know, who knows what the future holds, but just in case, I would politely suggest that your children be ready to possibly go to war. And those who are ready, who have the physical vigor, who maybe have learned how to shoot, they're going to be better situated to succeed. And that means survive should a war break out. So, my advice was to encourage your children to go outside and play. Maybe sign up to play some contact sports. Get out on the basketball court where people bump into each other a little bit. That's good for you. Encourage your kids to eat healthy food. Get them off the sodas and the vapes, right? One of the biggest epidemics we've got going on right now is the vaping. I'm told it's rampant, not just in the high schools, but even in the middle schools, from what people tell me. We need to see a more proactive approach from the schools on this. They haven't said a darn thing about any of it. The school district has not come out with any awareness campaign about their students vaping, as far as I know. They should. And they need to educate the kids more about it, just like they did back in the, 70s or 80s with the DARE program. Remember that? But so many vape and so many have weaker lungs and they could be addicted to nicotine and all sorts of unknown, possibly illegal substances that they're inhaling. It's a huge threat. And there needs to be more done, not just in the homes, but also in the schools about it. But aside from that, back to what I was saying, have them put down the gaming console and get up and go out and live life. Maybe buy yourself a .22 rifle and take them out and teach them how to shoot. Maybe you can learn to shoot together. Get them out, go camping. Let them sleep in the open air a few times. Take them out to hike or whatever. Toughening up our kids a little bit is good for their health, short and long term. And should fate or history put them in a situation where they did have to fight or face another kind of adversity, they would be far better prepared for it. And that would only do them good. And I'll say it again. I have faith that our country and Constitution will be saved. But it won't be saved in Washington. it will be saved by the citizens of this nation who love and cherish our freedom. And by the way, when I talk about war, wars end when victory is won. All right? Said my piece. 884-9910, number to call. We're going to break for Fox News. For our final half hour, you can bring up the primary caucus, the championship games going on tomorrow, Oscar nominations, whatever. It's all live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. I'm John Potter. Back in a few minutes. FM News Talk time, 1129.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station. 99.1
and 92.3 FM.
Hi, folks. John Potter, live and local. Something I found out this week, I never knew this. Did you know you can buy chicken diapers on Amazon? I know someone who has backyard chickens. They love them. And some people even let them in the house because besides getting eggs from the chickens, they are pets to them. And chicken diapers are for when you let them in the house. No, this is no joke. You can look it up yourself. I didn't know such an item existed.
I don't have to look it up. My sister in Michigan has the same thing and does that.
You never told me this.
Well, we've never talked about chicken diapers before.
Well, I would have been amazed if I knew about that. And they're probably storing them right here at the Amazon warehouses in northern Nevada. We got all this pallets of chicken diapers in our town. I never knew this.
Yeah, can you see that people, when they bid for that stuff that was returned or whatever, that they have the pallet sales? Can you see that the pallet they bought, all of a sudden they get delivered and it's got 30 cases of chicken diapers?
I don't know if you knew this, but we have a store in Reno that sells pallets of refused or returned or stuff that didn't sell from Amazon and Target. Did you know this?
Yeah. And I actually know somebody. I actually know somebody who actually has an online store that does the same thing.
Okay, but because I was told,
and she'll ship it out. So
I didn't know this. They got no publicity, but this person said to me, "Hey, John, there's this place on Adi. I think it's around where the old Montgomery Wards used to be or something. It's something like 2300 Adi. It's called Falling Prices, and they sell pallets of Amazon stuff and Target stuff that did not sell or, I guess, returned. I haven't been to the place, but
it sounds we need to do a field trip.
I better stay away from that place. I can't park my car in the garage. I got stuff. Is Forrest still on the line, or did I lose?
No, Forrest is still there. He's
okay, let's go to the phones, 884-9910. Now, Forrest, and I've heard this argument before, Forrest, welcome to the show, and I know people have told me that there is nefarious spraying in the skies over Reno. I've heard this from a couple of people who believe in that conspiracy. I have to ask you right off, what evidence, Forrest, do you have that this,
Looking at it right now, there's about 30 lines going across the sky. There's about four planes right now. I'm out at Lahontan, and it's over this recreation lake of beauty, and they're spraying. And I would like to know if maybe you could dig a little bit deeper. I've called the military, and they say they're coming from Oakland. That's about as far as I've gotten with it.
It doesn't surprise me at all that we have trails from planes up there because we have a lot of flights going on. But you've jumped to the fact that this is some sort of plot going on, and that it's...
I don't know about a plot, but I want to know why and what's in those spray clouds. What are they spraying, and why are they spraying?
All right. Well, I've got to be debunking here. I've got to jump in with my debunk.
Well, I was going to debunk first.
It's not exhaust. My son's in the Air Force. It's not exhaust. So.
Well,
going anywhere. They're just going up and down and back and forth and sideways and left and right.
Well, that's what Forrest. That's what planes do. What I'm saying is you asked me to go find out and ask the military what's going on. And if it was a true conspiracy, Forrest, do you think they would actually come out and tell me? So this goes nowhere. Craig, what were you going
to
say?
Well, what I was going to say was an airplane traveling at 35,000 to 38,000 feet, 33 to 38,000 feet, up at that altitude, the temperature outside is minus 40 degrees on average. A jet engine flying through that, sucking in air, is going to superheat that whatever moisture is in that air, and that is going to be the contrail. It is, they're not spraying to get people, you know, to make people do their bidding. Now, there are times when the National Weather Service in the past, and you can actually go to their website and see, or in the future, when they are going to be spraying, when they are going to be seeding the clouds, as it were, to get moisture, more moisture out of a cloud than is coming naturally.
Well, which takes me back to Forrest. Forrest, what evidence do you have that these are intentional, harmful things in
the
sky?
I'm not saying that. I just want to know what it is and why.
Well, because planes give exhaust.
It's on Sunday, John. It's on Sunday. It's on Christmas Day.
Okay, Forrest, here's the deal. If you get a program on your phone that says that's called FlightAware or Flight Radar 24, you will see on average flying over us about 1,600 flights a day going up and down the West Coast. And
I
that's the contrails. That's they're not spraying today.
I think we heard from you, Forrest. I appreciate the call. As always, if you have another topic to call on, I'd be so happy to discuss with you.
And Forrest, thank you for keeping the profanities out of it.
See, I'd rather talk about chicken diapers. Is it just me? I just, you know, it's 884-9910. We're going to break for the last segment right here. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes for last segment. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:41.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, friends. 884-9910 is our number. I'm John Potter, live and local. This is our final segment, and so the show, I turn to you. Give us a ring, and we'll talk to you. Ken is calling in from Reno. Hey, Ken, I appreciate you calling. Welcome to the show.
Hey, John, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I've got to tell you, the guy that was talking about the so-called contrails, he is sadly mistaken. That guy has no idea what he's talking about. And if he just goes outside and looks straight up, you can see that they've been spraying today. Now, he made a point that they're just, they're just seeding the clouds. Well, during the summer, if you just simply look up, there are days when the contrail, which is absolutely a contrail, is very short coming out of the plains. Doesn't matter what altitude they are. Some are higher, you know, than others, and you can see a normal contrail. However, there are those days where it's literally a checkerboard up there, and they are absolutely spraying. There's not a cloud in the sky, There's no reason to seed any clouds that aren't there, and it's in the middle of summer.
It doesn't matter year-round, but at 40,000 feet, 35 to 40,000 feet, the temperature remains minus 40 year-round up at that altitude because there's no oxygen to hold in the heat. And a jet airplane, a Rolls-Royce jet engine on any commercial jet that runs at Rolls-Royce, that's 2,000 degrees Celsius, which is 3,632 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's taking the cold air in and any moisture that's in it and shooting out the back end, and it is steam. It is 100% steam. And we have literally over 1,600 flights a day flying over Reno, North Sparks, Carson City every single day during the daylight hours that are flying. And so that's what you're seeing makes the checkerboard.
No.
All right.
No. No,
he's not taking it. He's not taking it, Craig.
Yeah, well, if he'd call anybody or anybody up at the university, I have a friend up at the university that will tell him the same exact thing. So, even call the National Weather Service, they'll tell you the same thing.
You know, it's been a wonderful topic. I really appreciate you calling, Ken. You know, we used to get these calls like that all the time at Channel 2, all the time. Mike Elger got lots of calls about it because it was kind of weather related. I don't know what Mike Elger told those people who called and said this kind of stuff. I kind of wish I knew what it was so I could say it, but I'm
1-800 Santa, call them.
I'm not a total disbeliever. Anything is possible, of course, but hey, we gave you lots of airtime there with those two phone calls. Okay. So, we're all excited about the championship game tomorrow. It's Chiefs and Ravens at noon tomorrow on CBS and Paramount Plus. And like I said, I just might watch Channel 2 again. It's been 3 years tomorrow. 3:30 tomorrow, Lions and 49ers on Fox 11. I'm cheering for the Lions just to tick people off. That's just the way I am. If you're betting, well, you know, to me, it's a risky situation. Now if the Chiefs lose, I believe, wouldn't you think the NFL will invite Taylor Swift to the Super Bowl, you know, since she's brought so many fans to football. She sold zillions of tickets and young girls now are big football fans. Look at me. Yes, because of Taylor Swift. I knew nothing about football before then. And by the way, Taylor made the news this week because they got these dirty Taylor pictures on the internet, and it's all AI. And there was a whole bunch of dirty Taylor pictures.
And it wasn't just pictures. It was AI videos that were made of her as well.
Oh, my gosh, really? Yeah. See, they got to do something about this. There's got to be some new laws taking this on. I mean, on this. It's just ridiculous what AI can do.
Well, in the show, Armstrong and Getty, before we came on the air this morning, they were actually talking about it. It throws into question every one of these political videos you might see that where, you know, Biden said this or Trump said that or somebody said something. It could be AI and you'd never know it. And all the politician would have to just say, I didn't say that. That's AI.
That's
and there's no
horrifying.
Way to prove it wasn't.
And what is truth anymore if people see it with their own eyes? It's just terrifying. The only other thing I have to tell you about is what happened with me at Walmart trying to buy deodorant. It was in a locked cabinet. Deodorant, folks. It's not jewelry. It's not cologne. Deodorant is under lock and key, and you must call for an associate to come over, unlock the case, and they will watch you take your right guard under his watchful eye at Walmart. My experience, something Dad would never fathom if he were around. And finally, early voting for Nevada's presidential primary is going on right now. It started today at 10 o'clock this morning. This is the early voting for the presidential primary. There are 16 locations in Washoe County, including libraries, Reno Town Mall, the Washoe County Complex, and Sparks City Hall. In Carson City, it's 10 a.m. to noon or 2 today at the Carson City Community Center. And, of course, similar hours at all other counties. And I think starting Monday, they're going to start taking that early voting at 9 o'clock in the morning. And early voting goes from now to Friday, February 2nd. Primary election day is on the 6th. Nevada primary results are expected on the 8th. And also on the 8th is the Nevada GOP primary, which is caucus. I'm sorry. See how confused this gets? The caucus is on the 8th, but it doesn't start till 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it's already getting dark. But anyway, the voting is going on right now. And I drove by yesterday, the Mountain View Cemetery. The DNC is already out there harvesting the ballots. the state caucus for Republicans on the 8th. And yes, the state GOP is not using the state-run primary. I mean, it's open. You can vote, but those delegates are only going to come from the caucus. The primary, the ballot you received, and even went so far as to not let anybody else be on it, basically. And we're talking about Nikki Haley to be allowed to run in the GOP caucus where the delegates are won. It's really tailor-made, do I want to say setup, for Trump. His only real remaining opponent cannot even participate in the Nevada GOP nomination process. You know, the party has every right to set up its nominating rules, but this is kind of a backroom deal is what it's coming off as, that silences the voices of Republican voters who want state delegates to go to Nikki Haley. No, they're not, no matter what you do. It's not the caucus itself that's bad. It's the selecting who gets to run in it. That is the issue here. Why is the state GOP snubbing the primary? They don't have confidence in the vote counting election process from the state. And for the newcomers out there, there's history that we are a caucus state. Nevada has caucused for several generations of Nevada voters. And then the new primary was mandated in 2021 by a new Democrat Secretary of State, Democrat state legislature, strongly controlled by Democrats, all to mandate our state to control how and for whom Republicans vote. And it's up to them now to count the votes, which you could call election interference by partial party lawmakers who did not allow any of Governor Lombardo's proposals to go through, like voter ID and paper ballots. All in kind of desperation to remain in control, you should say, and prop up an unpopular president. I will say there's no logical reason for Nikki Haley to still be in the race today after her loss in New Hampshire this week. That primary in New Hampshire was her best shot. She put more time, more money in there. There was also massive influx voting of non-Republican voters. Republicans only comprised 49% of the people who voted in the New Hampshire Republican primary. Only 27% of those who voted for Nikki Haley in that primary were Republicans. Voters in New Hampshire do not need to register as Republican to vote in the GOP primary there. So 70% of those who voted for Nikki Haley in the New Hampshire GOP primary were not registered Republicans, and that's according to a CNN exit poll. And still, Nikki Haley lost by 12 points, 55 to 43. So my feeling is she has no path forward, and yet she says she's staying in. And my theory is the reason she's staying in is so that every day the evening news can show you yet another quote from Nikki Haley criticizing Donald Trump. The media loves that, and they're going to support her. And with that support from the media, it's encouraging her to stay in the race. But she cannot secure the nomination. She can't win a single state, even from, and I don't believe in polls, really, but from all experts that I've heard, she can't win South Carolina. And this is the state where she was a governor for a while. So anyway, she has the media on her side. That is the swamp. And you really, you ever wonder why the media only shows her negative comments on Donald Trump and none on Joe Biden? She could have some, but they don't make it on the air, and she knows that. But they'll keep her on the news as long as she's pounding on Donald Trump. Yeah, that's my conspiracy theory. I don't know for sure, but I have my speculations. I would bet, though. And the people who are always getting played, we're all tired of it. Nikki Haley criticizing Trump and not Biden, and the media will keep her alive in that case. That's my take. Anyway, glad you enjoyed the show. I sort of did. Okay, it keeps getting better. Enjoy the big games going on tomorrow. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Super Bowl parties are all set up. I was looking around to buy some tickets. Yes, they're expensive. I think Atlantis was $250. Peppermill, $150. To attend the party where they have the free-flowing beer and the all-you-can-eat food. So that's steep. The cheapest ones I found, because I search for this kind of stuff, $90 at Sparks Nugget and $75 at Boomtown. I don't know about Rail City. No, I haven't. I haven't gone down that far. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. So anyway, thanks for the calls, folks. And we'll have another fun show next Saturday from 9 in the morning until noon right here at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Craig, the lines are closed, so I have nothing more to say.
Well, you got a whole minute to go.
A whole minute. No, I'm all talked out, my friend.
Oh, I don't have any way to cover you then.
No? What?
No.
You have anything? You see, the boss should know okay. This show is 1 minute too long.
Right.
1 minute. It's always the last minute.
Right. Well, let's talk about really quick the Carson Nugget tonight with Ryan Reese. I still have some tickets to give away until after the top of the hour. I don't know exactly how many for who or for which show, but I will be doing that tally. But yeah, text in to 775-884-9910. Pair of tickets to Ryan Reese tonight, either the 6 or 8 p.m. show. It will be wonderful. I have made up my mind. I am going to go and eat dinner at the Nugget. And then
we'll hear about it later then.
Yeah, okay. We'll hear about it next week.
All right, folks. Yeah, don't buy into the fear-mongering. Live your life today. Friends, dancing, traveling, whatever. Limit the news in your home. Replace it with joy and laughter. That's my advice. Nothing will change by doing this. You'll just feel a lot better. I'm John Potter. Talk to you next Saturday.